I would like to call the meeting to order and first of all recognize that we meet on unceded Wistoqwik territory. And with that comment tonight, I would like to make a very, very happy announcement that we welcome to our first public meeting our First Nations representative, Alan Sabatis-Atwin, who was appointed last month, and we're quite excited about having him in that seat joining us. Welcome everyone else that's here, and again, apologize for the lack of seating and the lack of space. We did try to move over to the auditorium, but we can't get it, so. We have under consent items, first of all, the agenda, and I have a request to move. Are you going to?
Yeah. I would request that we move the item LGBTQ2S plus correspondence to the first item under new business instead of the...
Under consent
items, which would mean as soon as we get through the motion, the minutes and the agenda, that will be the next issue on the agenda.
Excellent.
Anyone have any issues with that?
Just clarification, it's after consent items.
After consent items, yes. Okay, seeing no other issues, then I'll have the agenda approved by consent. And the minutes of the meeting of January the 25th. We've all had an opportunity to read those. Are there any issues, any problems, questions? Seeing none, then those minutes are approved by consent as well. And that moves us into LGBTQ2S and correspondence. Before I get to you, Jane, I just want to mention, because that lists correspondence, I want to mention that we have received correspondence as a deck from the Pride in Education Committee, from the Wilmot United Church Inclusion Committee, from the St. Thomas University School of Education faculty, from the UMB Faculty of Nursing, from the UMB Education faculty, and from the Chief of Fredericton City Police, Leanne Fitch, all encouraging us to adopt a policy of some sort outlining support for the LGBTQ community in our community.
Bravo.
So, Jane, you have a...
I have a motion.
Motion.
2 weeks ago, we circulated another draft of the sexual orientation and gender identities policy. And in the last 2 weeks, I have circulated to all of you a copy of that policy with the operational clauses removed from it. So based on, and that was circulated on our portal this week. So based on that information, I would say that it's important to understand that our society struggles with change. And as we are on a constant racetrack to provide support and protection to our children, the LGBTQ2S population believe they are not protected enough unless they are identified. Not unlike other historical times when things happened in our previous century, in our previous decades, that people survived by aligning with people of non-members of the same organization, specifically referring to a formula, vitamin R, which at the time, and I'm referring back to the Holocaust here, of having the right relationships. And in today's case, in a lot of cases, popularity yields safety. So there was a human rights decision in 2005, Jubran versus Board of Trustees, School District Number 44, BC Court of Appeal. Jubran was subjected to homophobic bullying over the course of his high school career. The school staff encouraged him to report each incident and diligently investigated and warned detained, suspended, and or met with the parents of the students who engaged in homophobic bullying behaviors. The ad hoc case-by-case approach stopped repeat offenses for the most part, but did not prevent new homophobic incidents at the hand of different individuals. The British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal found that the school district had been remiss in that it had failed to address homophobia and homophobic harassment with students generally, offer guidance or anti-homophobia education to the school, provide adequate tools for school staff, policy, curriculum, resource guides, deliver training, or consult with experts. These 5 points are similar to the ones that we have removed from this policy, because the one thing that we will say and have said all along is that we do believe that in ASDW much work is being done in this area to provide protection and information and training and et cetera to our staff, not to saying that there can't be more. So based on this decision and the fact that it's necessary to bring this to the forefront as a support for our own LGBTQ2S communities, as well as other DECs that have passed similar policies, I'm asking for the DEC support in recognizing the need for specificity regarding the LGBTQ2S community by accepting in our ends policies the sexual orientation and gender identities policy as presented.
Motion. Do I have a seconder? Get someone?
Faith and...
And Terry.
And Terry. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Discussion?
Just clarification. This policy was put on the portal when?
This afternoon.
Oh, no, I think it was before that, wasn't it?
It's very similar to the policy that we have been looking at and reviewing all along, with the operational statements removed. So the parts that refer to specific direction to the district on how they would do what our ends are asking for. So that part has been removed. So the policy itself that was posted today, the wording is not new. The words were from the policy that we've been looking at all along.
What's different?
I'm sorry. We will discuss this amongst the table, and unfortunately, it's not within our governance to have public comments during our discussion. Yes, Heather.
I've done a lot of reading since our presentation, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly the best place for whether it's a policy or where this information should all go. So I did write something up so I would stay on track. We have provincial policies 703 and 722. The amendment to the Canadian Human Rights Act, the amendment to the Canadian Criminal Code, and the MBTA policy, which guides the professional conduct of teachers. So I'm not sure if a DEC policy is the best place to ensure the rights of the LGBTQ community, and whether those rights would be acknowledged or ensured by having that policy. And I will preface that. All of what I'm saying is I am a former teacher. And prior to being a retired teacher, I didn't know DEC policies existed. And that's my problem, but that's why I'm just coming from that end. DEC policy GP5, which is the Counselor's Code of Conduct, outlines and guides how we conduct our business. Within that policy, there are many articles which are used to make decisions, being guided by the mission of the district and shared responsibility to advance education in a positive learning environment are segments of articles which stood out to me. In the Education Act, under authority and responsibility of the District Education Councils, Article 36.91, a DEC shall establish, implement, and monitor a 3-year plan for the school district. It goes on to state in 36.9.2b that the plan should include a strategy respecting the delivery and evaluation of educational programs and services within the school district, including educational priorities, objectives, and a work plan. I put this together because I really feel that when I look at the mission, vision, and beliefs of this district, for me, part of that is trying to determine the best place where the most people would be informed about the needs and the education of our LGBTQ community. So therefore, I'm not here making a statement. I am putting out to our council that to ensure that the LGBTQ community feels valued and respected, is it possible that we would include our objectives and goals in the district improvement plan or in the positive learning and working environment plan? The other option is to, because I believe that we have to and we need to acknowledge the LGBT community and specific needs. So I don't know where it is best to indicate to people that we value and that we must educate students, staff, and parents. So that's just my point. That's it for me. Mark.
I guess to Heather's point, there's always a concern of where it best fits. I know I talked to a few principals, and they're not aware of DEC policy, and I certainly understand the work of other DECs in one estate. You know that every DEC operates slightly different, and I know we are provincially a governance model. I know our DEC has tried to really be that high level governance level of operation, and we're now going through somewhat of a change in pilot project really to make sure we stay at that high level. So certainly, you know, I understand, you know, Heather's sentiment, and I appreciate the rewrite. I haven't had a chance to review it all because it was just posted, and I certainly there are some similarities to the previous policy. You know, and again, I'm not saying anything except that I'm wondering if there's not value in looking at this with the DEC, because I certainly don't want to make a change and pass something that is of no value, and I'm not criticizing the policy. I haven't read it, so I can't really speak specifically to the value of the rewrite, but of looking at it and to make sure that that's in place, make sure there's provincial policy in place, make sure that our district policies are adequate, you know, and look at it in a committee format. But it's really up to the will of the staff, obviously, here today. So, but those are just some comments, I guess, and questions I have about, I guess, this being a motion tonight. So,
Jane, as the last speaker before we take a vote on this, is there anyone else who wishes to speak before? Wallace.
I guess I'm under the same impression as Mark. I talked to several of the teachers, principals. They have no idea of any of our policies. So I don't think this is a proper place for a policy. I mean, I have something prepared, I think, where the province should be actually looking at this and having this a province-wide policy. But anyway, I just don't think that this is the proper place for us to be bringing this forward. So there's a lot better option for that.
I think that we should adopt the policy because, as you can see, the support in the room, there are a lot of people who feel that it's something that we need to do to protect some of our most vulnerable youth.
And good place to start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak?
Yes, it'll be your second.
Yes,
and last,
yeah. I just wondered if I was allowed to speak.
Is there anyone else before Heather? Okay.
Just to reiterate, my concern in not agreeing that this be a deck policy somehow reflects that I am against the rights of the LGBTQ community, and I have I really struggle with that. But like I said, as a teacher, as a district improvement plan is reflected in a school improvement plan. A district positive learning working environment plan is reflected in a school positive learning and working environment plan. If we have values, we have missions, we have goals, if you want to make changes in schools, you need to have the information in the right place. And teachers, unfortunately, don't know about deck policies. Teachers in schools know about provincial policies, and they know about district and school improvement plans. They know about positive learning and working environment plans. If we want something that has meat, that has values, that has goals, that is measurable, that is where that is going to get the most bang for the buck.
I think perhaps after tonight, there will be many teachers in this district that will be aware of it. Anyone else?
Madam Chair? With what Heather's saying, I agree somewhat. However, I feel that this is a good start, and I feel that every place in society, not just in the school system, that we can make a mark and we can be of help. I think that's what we all want, or that's what we should all want.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, I would just, rather than reading, I will just speak very...
Just one second. I'm sorry, we have one counselor on the phone who couldn't be here in the room with us tonight. Miriam, did you have a comment or anything? I'm sorry, I didn't speak
no.
to you.
Okay. No, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you.
So just a couple of, I want to stress again that in the Court of Appeal decision that I read to you, one of the issues was that the tribunal found that the school district did not address homophobia and homophobic harassment with the students generally. This policy puts some specific items to force that addressing. The other thing I would like to point out is another study done every class in every school. Clearly demonstrated that generic policies are not effective in improving school climate for LGBTQ students. So I guess I would say that that en route to this becoming a district policy and en route to this becoming a provincial policy, I believe that we are a great stepping stone to begin the ball rolling and put a situation in place where we will be looking for the higher-ups to adopt similar to what we are proposing or what we adopt and expand on that within their own teaching principles and training. So I'll move the question.
Been called. All in favor of adopting the policy as presented, do so with a show of hands, and I'll get to you, Miriam, in a second. All in favor, raise your right hand, please. Okay. Thank you. Mary, would you like to cast a vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Contrary-minded, raise your right hand. Thank you, the motion is passed.
I too would like to make a motion. I had a lot written down, but however, I feel that Jane has covered and that we are all in understanding. So I so too would like to move that the District Education Council of Anglophone West School District request that the New Brunswick Department of Education adopt and implement a sexual orientation and gender identity policy before the upcoming provincial election in possibly September in 2018. Thank you.
Thank you. Moved and seconded by Wallace. Is there any discussion?
Question
being called. All in favor, signify saying aye, please.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, nay.
Aye.
Mary Mukherjee, aye?
Yes, I said aye.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, just by way of the subject, correspondence was also under that.
Yes, I'm sorry. Did you want to speak to that?
Well, I just had a question. I know we received a number of letters, one from the Chief of Police. Did you ever speak with her? Has she ever...
I did not contact any of the individuals writing those letters. I was hoping that I would be able to contact them with good news after this meeting.
So she never contacted you before she wrote a letter and shared her concerns? Or?
No. I have talked with her in the past on other things, but not on this item.
Well, I understand all the letters were written for the right reason. I just think it's unfortunate that someone in her position wouldn't have reached out to the DEC. I mean, I'm not going to go through the letter, but while her intent is there, you could tell she's not aware of what we do and we actually care about education. And certainly, I know she's got her handful with the police and some of the officers, especially in the past, so maybe she can do her job and we'll do ours.
She started an LGBTQ committee on the police force 2 years ago.
It's out of order, Madam Chair.
I would like to go on record as saying that as a DEC, we are confident that the district is doing what they should be doing and is fulfilling the ends of this policy. The point was the policy needed to be stated in order for the community to know that they were supported. So although we were confident that, and yes, each one of those letters stung a little bit because we believe that the district is operating appropriately. But we'll be able to let them know that we have good news. So.
All right.
Thank you. That motion was passed. And we can have a break.
Kim?
Yes.
Kim, I'm going to leave now.
Yes.
My girlfriend, best friend, they took me in and started to go home for work. I've got to find out what's going on.
Okay, thank you, Miriam.
Okay, Kim, I'll talk to you later.